From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Temporary protected status has once again been extended for four groups in the U.S. El Salvadorans, Hondurans, Sudanese, and Haitians. Of the estimated 50,000 Haitians in the U.S. here under temporary protected status, more than 32,000 call Florida home. That's about two-thirds of the population, and that's why related organizations can be found across the state. Beatrice Jacquette-Castor is the president of the Haitian American Community Coalition of Southwest Florida.
What we do is advocate on behalf of the Haitian community to bring resources within that community.
Jacquette-Castor is not a TPS recipient herself, but many who are part of the coalition or who benefit from its work are. The mood following the news of the extension is mixed.
There's a lot that have sold their home already, and now they're like, hey, you know, I could have stayed for another 6 months. The thing is, right now, the people, the recipients, and their families really don't know what the future holds for them.
The coalition has been seeing an increase in anxiety among the American-born children of those on TPS in particular, worsened, Jacquette-Castor says, by the widespread media coverage of migrant families being separated at the southern border.
You do have a lot of children that are having nightmares of their parents being deported, and that has added a lot of stress. It impacts students' grades and their social interaction with others because they don't know if their parents are going to be deported, and they would have to leave with their parents.
Data from the Center for American Progress estimates the number of children born to Haitian TPS recipients to be nearly 2,000 in Southwest Florida. Across the entire state, there are an estimated 18,800 American-born children now living in limbo. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News.